أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مثل ما ينفقون في هذه الحياة الدنيا كمثل ريح فيها صر أصابت حرث قوم ظلموا أنفسهم فأهلكت وما ظلمهم الله ولكن أنفسهم يظلمون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained that what the kuffar spend and their children and their wealth also will not help them anything in the akhirat, because they don't have iman. Where all their wealth, all their children will not help them. For believers, the wealth they spend in the path of Allah will come to their aid. Their children that are on deen and practicing on deen will also help them on the day of Qiyamah. But for the kuffar, that will not be the case. A question might come to somebody's mind that in the akhirat it won't help them whatever they have spent in good causes. So perhaps it will help them in this dunya. So Allah Ta'ala explains that even in this dunya, whatever good they do, they get it here, but then also they suffer the losses even in this dunya. So without iman, all amal are useless. They don't have any way. And together with iman, ikhlas, sincerity must also be there. And when a person does especially charitable work or any other work also, namazes, rozas, and then he goes and show off about it, then also all that reward is lost. And if a person did some favor to somebody and then speaks about it to him, to other people, I helped you out, I did this for you, ihsan jatana, then also all the sawab is lost. So that Allah Ta'ala explains here by way of an example. Allah says, مَثَلُ مَا يُنْفِقُونَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. جو کچھ خرچ کرتے ہی اس دنیا کی زندگی میں. Whatever the non-believers spend in this worldly life, they also do good work, looking after animals, for example, many other good works also, helping the needy, having wells dug, etc., arrangement of water, they also do these good works. But all this good work of theirs, Allah says, is kamathali rihin fiha sirun. Uski mithal jaise ek hawa hai ki usme ho paala. An example of that is like a wind, and that wind comes with frost also in it. Asabat harsa qawm, ja lagi kheti ko us qawm ki, and it went and it destroyed the farm, the whatever was growing there of that farm. That wind with the frost in it destroyed it. Because of the kufr, because no sincerity, because of ihsan jatana, they did the good work, the farm was there, but there was no iman or anything, so it is like a wind, cold wind came, with it frost also, and it killed all the things that was growing on that farm. فَأَخْلَكَتْهُ فِرْ اُسْكُ نَعْبُودْ كَرْ گَي. And it completely destroyed that farm. وَمَا ظَلَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ. Or Allah ne un par zulm nahi kiya, and it wasn't that Allah had wronged them and destroyed their farm. Walakin anfusahum yazlimun, lekin wo apne upar zulm karte hai. But they made zulm on themselves by not bringing iman, not believing in Allah. Allah who has created us, who gives us everything, and a person doesn't believe in him, or that after believing, but they did not do it for Allah's sake, there was no sincerity, or there was sincerity, but afterwards we destroyed it by talking about it, that we helped out this person, we did this for this person, so they did zulm on themselves. So we also have to take a lesson. Allah is giving the example of the non-believers here. We must not follow in their footsteps, that when we do good work, some charitable work, that we don't do it with sincerity, or that we do it and then we show it off to people, or we go in to remind that person, I did this for you, I did that for you. We must not do. If we do that, then what we have planted, our farm of akhirah, then we will be destroying it, with that cold wind which comes with frost in it and burns out everything. So all our good deeds will be burnt out in that way. So we have to be very careful. This diet teaches us a great lesson. We have to do good work, do it in the right way, and then protect and look after it also. It is not sufficient just to do good work, but necessary that we protect that good work. Allah Ta'ala says, Man ja'a bil hasanati, a person who comes with his good deeds, not a person, man amila hasanatan, who did good deeds. To do good deeds is not so hard, but then to preserve them, that they don't get destroyed, till Qiyamah they must be there for us. And if we went and speak about it, and we made a show about it, I did this, I achieved this, then all our good deeds are destroyed. So we have to be very careful that we have to do good deeds, and then after that preserve them also. For that there are du'as to be recited, we should read those du'as. One, we have quite a few, at least this du'a we should read. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. By that amal of ours gets accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And then we must preserve our amal. May Allah give us all tawfiq to do good deeds and be conscious to look after them afterwards. Not just do them and then they get destroyed. Shaitan is ever ready that not to let us do good deeds. And when we do, then he makes us to destroy them again. And then whatever we did, we get nothing from it. So we have to be very careful, and we have to learn and know our deen so that we can do our amal correctly. Otherwise, we don't do, and if we do, we destroy it and we don't know. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.